CliffCentral.com. Okay, well, we do have a little bit of money talk this morning. We missed out on it last week, but luckily for us, Selego Tsatsi is here. Selego, nice to see you, man.
Yes, it's good to be here.
Good. We got lots to talk about today.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's start with the thing that is pissing South Africans off enormously at the moment, the fuel price and everything that's related to that, Brent crude oil. Tell us what's happening.
Yes, so oil hit a four-year high last week. So the high since 2014, and it's really being driven by supply probably more than demand. So if we look at supply, we have OPEC. They cut supply in January of 2017.
Right.
Then we have Venezuela. They're obviously in a crisis mode at the moment.
Heads up their backsides, right?
Yes, yes. And then Iran are going to have sanctions placed on them because the U.S. is pulling out of that Iran nuclear agreement.
So it's like a perfect storm.
Exactly, yes. And then we have, and then global growth has been quite good as well. So the demand side's been good.
Oi. So in other words, huge demand, low supply for those three reasons you've just illustrated. This is why we're paying so much more.
Yes. And on top of that, we have the very weak rand, which for us as South Africans.
And the government trying to gouge us with their fuel levies.
Yes, yes. And so this past week we had petrol prices rising by about 1 rand. Pretty significant increase. And from an investment standpoint, it makes a share like Sasol look very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
For them, the two big drivers are the rand. They want a weak rand, which we have at the moment. They want a strong oil price. We obviously have that at the moment.
Mm-hmm. And so has Sasol's share price gone up?
It has. It's done very well year to date. But recently, it's actually been pretty flattish. I think part of that is because we've had this emerging markets mayhem or crisis, whatever you want to call it. So I'd say in recent weeks it hasn't really priced in the weak rand or the strong oil price.
So maybe there's still time to buy if you're a speculator.
Yes, I think it certainly relative to where spot prices are now in terms of the current oil price, it's quite cheap.
Okay. Well, I suppose there are also plenty of people who will benefit from a weak rand. I mean, what kinds of companies? Is it exporters or importers that benefit from a weak rand?
Exporters.
Right.
Yeah. So, for example, platinum companies, the platinum shares have done very well over the past couple of weeks because they are hugely sensitive and geared to the rand.
Let's talk about Pioneer Food Group.
Yes. So they had a trading statement out this week. They said that the midpoint of what they could report for earnings was about 5.70. That was 8% lower than what the market was expecting, and so the share ended the day down 10%.
Mm-hmm.
I think these results are just another confirmation of the fact that, unfortunately, we are in a recession.
Right.
So you have pretty weak demand.
In case you're looking for more evidence.
Yeah.
Right.
I wish I could bring more positive news, but we have weak demand. And then on top of that, we have this surge in inflationary pressure because of things like the oil price. So you have costs going up, and it's just a bad combination.
The white maize price apparently is also up.
Yes. So we're coming off a period where that was very low, and it's that is a very important input to Pioneer, but that as well is picked up quite a bit.
All right, let's turn to a company that's been in the news. Anthea talks about them a lot, EOH. They had a bit of a rough year last year. They were embroiled in various scandals, and now they're going to go through some kind of restructuring.
Yes, so they're saying they're going to restructure the business. They're splitting it off into two different businesses. One will be a specialized projects business. Yeah. The other is the more traditional B2B, business-to-business EOH. But they haven't given enough disclosure, I would say, at this stage to really make an informed decision on whether you should invest in it or not. So at this stage, we don't know what the split between the two businesses is going to be or what the growth prospects are going to be. So although it looks cheap, it's roughly a 6.5x trailing PE.
Right.
I think that's really not the way to look at it at the moment. We need to get more disclosure.
Well, I mean, do you think you're going to get that from them?
I hope we do.
They haven't been forthcoming up to now.
I mean, I hope we do, but I guess we'll have to wait and see.
All right. The bad boy of the U.S. stock market is Elon Musk. He can't behave himself tweeting and all the rest of it. So what's going on with Tesla at the moment? I've heard they've taken a bit of a knock.
Yes, so on Friday their shares were down another 7%.
Oh, yeah.
And it stems back to Elon again and his tweeting habit. after the settlement which he came to with the SEC, the regulator in the States, which said that he has to, or Tesla has to appoint an independent chairman because he's the chairman and CEO.
Right.
And they also have to appoint two independent directors.
Isn't that standard practice in most companies? You can't be the chairman and the CEO.
Yeah, for most, for example, Warren Buffett is chairman and CEO of Berkshire.
But, oh, he is. Okay.
But in most cases, it's considered good corporate governance to have separation of those two roles. Yeah. And I think the SEC basically is trying to get some independence at a board level for Tesla. So Elon on Thursday evening for us, tweeted, he appeared to mock the SEC. He called them the Short Seller Enrichment Commission.
Uh-oh.
So short sellers benefit when a share price declines.
Right.
And Tesla's the most shorted company in the United States.
Okay, so maybe he has some grievances that are, worth it. A lot of it he's brought onto himself, but...
Yeah, I think...
Objectively, is there any chance he might have a point?
I suppose from... In one sense, I can understand his frustration with the fact that he is the most shorted company in the market. But, the company at this moment in time isn't profitable. They're burning a lot of cash. And so when you're in that stage of your life cycle, it's understandable that a lot of investors are going to bet against you, short you.
Jeez, what do you think the long-term prospects for Tesla are? I'm asking you to look into a crystal ball here, but what do you think?
I think they probably need an operational person, a COO. Yeah. This high oil price actually is helping electric cars, so it makes...
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it's good for Tesla. I think they have an amazing brand. If you look online, Tesla supporters are almost cultish in their love for Tesla. But I'd say operationally and financially, I'm not so sure. The debt load is a bit scary.
Well, all right, then let's look at Moody's and what's going on with our credit rating review, which is happening on this Friday, isn't it?
Yes. So Moody's is the last of the three major ratings agencies to not have us at junk. They still have us at investment grade.
These are the guys please don't put us to junk.
They have said last month that it's unlikely that there'll be a downgrade this year.
Oh.
So that is positive.
But they could lie.
Things could change. And we have since gone into recession. We have inflationary pressures picking up. Politically, you could say there have been some developments that aren't positive. If there was to be a downgrade, it obviously would be hugely negative for South African assets. So our stocks would sell off, our bonds would sell off, our currency would sell off. We'd see a pickup in interest rates and in inflation, which would be negative for us, obviously, as a country and individuals.
Oh, let's hold thumbs. We don't need a surprise like that.
No.
There are enough pressures on the consumer at the moment. Okay, and then finally, Apple and Amazon.
Yes.
We've had a hack.
Yes, so this is a peculiar story. A story came out last week alleging that China had hacked the United States, and they'd done this by placing microchips on servers that
were then
used by U.S. companies. So the two most valuable companies in the U.S. and the world, Apple and Amazon, are alleged to have been the victims of this hack. But then they've
apparently this is a tiny, tiny piece on a microchip. A lot of the stuff is manufactured in China. Apple's products are mostly manufactured in China, and they say they found a little chip the size of half a rice grain inside a whole lot of Apple devices and inside a whole lot of other devices that they can't, that it's not part of the original manufacturing blueprints.
Ooh.
And they say that the Chinese have installed this as malware, or at least a way to watch what's going on or to get your information and relay it back to China. I mean, it's not good news.
You wonder why
Donald Trump wants a trade war with them? There's your reason.
Yeah, it's the plot of a spy movie. It's fascinating. But the weird thing is Apple and Amazon have come out very strongly, and they're saying this story is false.
Made up.
Yeah, every aspect of this story is false. And for them to come out that strongly, firstly, is weird.
Okay.
But then the publishers of this story have reiterated that, one, they've talked to or interviewed over 100 individuals, including ex and current U.S. intelligence officials.
Wow.
And they say that they've got 17 individuals confirming that this hack happened. So, I mean, at this point, I don't know who you believe. Do you believe...
Well, you could take the Chinese at their word, which is that they've said that they're engaged in a long-term battle for supremacy with the U.S. That's what they've said in unequivocal terms.
True.
Or you can say, well, oh, they just don't... They're kidding. China doesn't mean what it says. I think so far history has shown that when the Chinese premier and the Chinese government speak, they mean what they say.
Yeah, I get the feeling we're going to be getting a lot more to the story in the
upcoming
days and weeks.
This is why people are all, why is Trump starting this trade war with China? There are so many American patents that are being copied and retro-engineered by China and being stolen effectively that it's costing the American economy enormously. And the number of jobs, manufacturing jobs, that have been taken outside of America into China, this is one of the reasons that that administration, the U.S. administration, Trump's administration, has cited as one of the reasons that they want to bring those jobs back, is because they don't trust the Chinese government.
Yeah, and the irony is that the U.S., to a large degree, is dependent on Chinese for hardware manufacturing.
Absolutely.
I think to put this into context, Supermicro, which is a U.S.-based company, was alleged to have been the conduit through which all this hacking occurred. So they produce servers, amongst other things. And they also obviously denied that this happened. But the day after the story came out, their share price halved. So it was down 50%. So clearly the market's not believing the denials.
Sure. Well, we'll have to keep an eye on this.
Yes.
Scary stuff. There we are. There's some useful information for you. Thank you, Selejo. Very nice to see you again.
Pleasure.
You know, you tell Anthea occasionally it's okay if she goes away. We were worried, but I'm perfectly happy when you come in.
She should make her holidays longer.
Exactly. CliffCentral.com